transformation where things just started catching, you know. And I didn't know why they started catching, but all of a sudden I would hear something. It would be, I'd kind of catch it, like, okay, I got some of that. Yeah, that's cool. Okay, you know, I got a little bit of that too. And started learning, and then started changing. And then, like I said, I got my first year, and then I got a job, you know. And then I would, like, show up at work, and then I would, you know, be paid for. This one job I had was a sales job, and it was a straight commission job. And I had went through all my draws of my salary, and there was no more draws to be coming. And they made it clear, that was your last month. Now you're on your own. You have to do it. So I went to my sponsor. I said, okay, this is it. You know, I've done this, and this is where it's going to go. And he says, okay, I want you to, you know, get up every morning and say your prayers, and I want you to, you know, act as if. I just want you to act as if. And so I did that, and I did it every day. I did my meetings. I did my prayers. I showed up for work. I worked as hard as I could. End of the month came, and I'm like, I got him. See, I told you. I didn't sell shit. I got nothing. You know, I'm going to be out on the street. You know, I listened to you, and this is what it got me. And I'll be damned if the next day I go into work and my boss says, Wally, we've been watching you, and we know you've worked hard. We know that you're out of draws, but we're going to go ahead and give you a draw this month. And the funny part was my draw wasn't going to be enough, and they gave me double my draw. So that they said, we don't want you to have to worry about anything. See, because I, like, my idea of spirituality was completely wrong. Like Archie Bunker said, he said, thanks God for this food, even though we had to pay for it. You know? I mean, I didn't really get the whole correlation there, you know, that we were provided for, you know, but it really wasn't like, you know, the hand of God actually reached down and gave it to us, you know, that God, you know, if you want to know about God, get to know his kids. And that if we act as if, we will be provided for. So, you know, I kind of mumbled around. I kind of just bumped around, and things happened, kind of came and went for me in AA. And I know you guys go, how the hell do you get to California? Okay, I'm getting there. I woke up one day, and I got this. This is before even email or internet or any of this stuff. They sent us a fax, and they said, thanks. Monday, this is Thanksgiving, Wednesday before Thanksgiving. They said, Monday, we're going to have massive layoffs. Have a nice holiday. So, all right. So, you know, so here it is. So they get me to go to Chicago so they can lay me off. So that sets off this chain of events of really, really bad stuff happening to me. And I basically, everything that I thought was important to me and everything I thought that I needed to know was all lifted and taken away. And I said, okay, I didn't really have any idea where I was going to land or how I was going to do it. I thought I had some ideas, but none of those were ever working out. And the harder I pushed, the worse it got. And so I had decided that I was going to kill myself, and I'm going to leave my friend this my airline ticket, my Advantage miles, and then he could come spread my ashes over Sunset Cliffs. And he goes, hey, asshole, if you're dead, you won't enjoy it, you know? And he's like, take that ticket and go out there and let that thing go. And so I'd only been to San Diego a couple of times, but I came out here, and it was just, you know, how San Diego is, beautiful. And it was perfect. And I said, and I had a friend that I met years ago, and he said, I said, I want to come, you know, I want to live here. And he goes, oh, you got a job? You got a wife or a kid or a house? You know, what could possibly be holding you back? And, you know, I looked at it, and I said, you're exactly right. So I just went, and I said, I'm moving to California. At that point, people in Texas had so much of me sniveling. They were like, go, you know, just go, you know, go ahead and get, if you need to do that, just get out and do it. Because I was so miserable, and I didn't know. Those were the darkest days of my life. A lot of people say how, you know, my best day drinking, blah, blah, worst day sober, blah, blah. Bull. My worst days were definitely in my seventh and eighth year. I never was more depressed or more suicidal or had a harder time of functioning, just functioning, than I did that year. But so I got in my car, and in typical alcoholic fashion, my mom gave me $100, my sponsor gave me $100. I just got my car and I drove 20 hours till I saw water. You know, I mean, what else can you do? And that's what got me to San Diego. So I got here with nothing, and that was 1990. And there's a lot of people here that I know since 1990, since I first got here. It's amazing to me where I was when I got here and how just